Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is Ellen Lupton. Now we're talking.
We're here at TIPO Berlin 2006. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Ellen Lupton. Welcome.
Hi.
You can give me the station call.
To start with our first question, are you religious?
Actually, yes. I recently discovered that design is a religion. It's a kind of moral and ethical and aesthetic set of solutions and principles, and isn't that what religion is? Helps you live.
So do you practice daily?
I do practice design daily. Yeah.
Yes. Not only on Sundays?
Every day, each day. And I impose it on my family and my neighbors, and isn't that what religion is?
I suppose it is, yeah. But you really consider it like that?
I do, actually.
Do you have a fear that you might become too fanatical?
Too zealous?
Yeah.
I am becoming zealous. It's making me annoying to many people. It's evangelical. But at least it gives me a sense of purpose and hope for the future.
And there's no chance of you becoming a design terrorist in that respect, where you impose your
design
thoughts.
Design Hezbollah.
Well, perhaps if people don't pay attention to the message, I would have to become a terrorist, and I would have to resort to underground tactics instead of the civilized publishing and so forth that I do currently. That's a good idea. I appreciate that.
But do you? But can you appreciate other people's ideas in that respect? Or
am I tolerant in my religion, and do I tolerate bad design or indifference to design?
Yeah.
I'm learning. I'm struggling with that. I think when many people convert to a religion, they in fact are the most zealous and the most intolerant and the most convinced of their own righteousness. So I think that moderation is something that may have to come with time.
And what are the rituals like attached to this design religion?
Well, it's really everything, like from deciding whether or not to make your bed in the morning. I believe that that's a design decision, whether you leave it in a big mess and then have to look at it all day, but you've saved time and conserved energy by not making the bed, or you decide to make the bed, and that is a message about order and cleanliness and anticipation of sleep. And so that's a design decision.
But do you have certain rituals in the sense like that you always must make your bed, for example, or otherwise the day?
Well, that's certainly a ritual. Yeah. Cooking and serving and what kind of dishes and whether to use paper napkins or cloth napkins.
But is it like every decision a conscious decision in that respect?
Well, I think at a certain point these decisions become unconscious. You know, I think we know in the practice of typography that you internalize your sense of taste and rules and systems, and you don't have to worry about it until you're confronted with ugliness or error that someone else has created, and then you're thrown into the experience of sin and the outrage that comes from seeing the violation of principles. Sure.
For example, but if you consider making your bed also part of your design ritual, is everybody a designer?
I do believe everyone is a designer, and that's why it's a legitimate religion. You couldn't have a religion that was only for priests. They would go out of business. So you need to include everyone in the world in your philosophy, or else it will be obsolete.
It's not an elitist.
Not at all. Not at all. It's Protestant.
Okay.
How many illegal fonts do you have?
I really don't know. Is Arial illegal? I believe it should be.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it was a gift from Mr. Gates.
A gift, yes.
A gift to the world.
Yeah. How do you relax?
Design. Working. Designing with my kids. Cooking. Making the bed. Writing. listening to the radio.
Who do you trust?
I trust Eric Speakerman, Martin Mayor, Matthew Carter. That's about it.
So who don't you trust?
George Bush.
That's the second time today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I think he's definitely on everybody's shit list at this conference.
So which designer don't you trust?
What designer do I not trust? I don't have a good answer for that, I guess.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? Grilled halibut with baby Enron salad.
Do you make that yourself?
Yes.
Frequently. Can we have the recipe?
Sure.
Can you let us now? Can you tell us how you
tell
make
you
it?
How to make yeah. it? You take the halibut and you grill it on an open gas fire, and you make a lovely baby Enron salad with vinaigrette with sesame oil and little soy sauce, and you mix that up, and when the fish is cooked, you cut it up and lay it on top of the salad with some fresh sliced tomatoes from Holland.
Okay. Those, designed tomatoes from Holland.
Yes, no? The ones that are good all year because they're grown inside.
Yeah, and they don't taste, they look good, but they don't really taste.
Well, the Germans call them water bombs.
They're the best we have in February in the United States.
Have you cheated?
Have I cheated on my husband?
No, I mean, like in school, for example.
I actually did a few times, yes. I don't know if I want to elaborate because then I can never be president.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want to give up my secrets.
Have you been ripped off?
Oh, many times.
Have you taken action against it?
Well, one thing that I think is a ripoff is Adobe CS2 because I just bought Adobe CS. Yeah. So I was out here at the counter and I asked the representative there when CS3 was coming out so that I could decide whether I would buy CS2 or whether it would immediately be made obsolete. Mm-hmm. And he was unable to tell me when the next upgrade was going to come out. And so I felt ripped off at that moment. I think at a trade fair for our industry, people should be able to give us information like that.
Do you have a hero?
Sure, Elizitsky, Rodchenko, Moholy Nagy.
And type design? Type designers?
Type design. Paul Renner, Martin Mayor, Toby Frere Jones, Lucas de Groot.
Are you afraid?
Am I afraid? Sure, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of driving. I'm afraid of the next election in the U.S. I'm afraid of Adobe CS3.
So many reasons to be afraid of.
Okay. What is your dearest possession?
My children.
And having children, did that change also your approach to design?
Having children, it changes your approach to everything.
Yeah. And to your religion, then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How did your? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go on.
How did the interest in design start? Was it there all along?
I was, an artist when I was a teenager, but we didn't know what design was. Now I think a lot of teenagers do because design is so much more publicly understood now than it was 25 years ago. I discovered design when I went to art school, and it was one of the ways you could be an artist, and it appealed to me as the best way.
And but then you sort of moved into writing.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, if you had a choice between the two, which one would you give up?
Well, to me, design and writing are completely connected, and that's why I was attracted to design, because design is the means of publishing.
Yeah.
And so to me, typography and print and the internet are all means of communicating, and design is the subject that I want to communicate about, but it's also the tool for doing the communicating. So for me, there isn't really any option to choose between them, because I only design because I write, but I write because design gives me the tools to actually have the words reach other people.
Do you have a favorite book?
I have so many books. It would be like choosing your favorite child. I have thousands of books.
Not one. You're late, the last
Well, there's always a book that you're just reading. I'm reading a book called Cosmopolitanism by the Kenyan philosopher Anthony Appiah. And it's a view of global civilization today that I find very compelling. So that's my favorite book this week. Tomorrow I'll read something else. Most hated book. Maybe the Microsoft Word manual.
And what is the most beautiful word?
Ruby is my daughter's name. So to me, that's the most beautiful.
And if you had a chance to do something else, apart from what you're doing now?
I would just kill myself.
So there's no other option for you in your life?
I would just never think of doing anything else than what I do. I could see doing it in different places or different media, but not changing what I do fundamentally.
Type radio.